All right, Chilling Show rolls on Turbo Tuesday. We have lots of trouble going on in Israel, and while we're consumed here with the things and the goings-on in the United States of America, Israel is really the best friend that this country has in the world, I would say, most reliable ally, and we have a special affinity for Israel. Rolene Marks is our Israel correspondent live from Israel today on these ongoing attacks against Israel by terrorist groups. Rolene, thank you for joining us today on The Chilling Show. And my goodness, it looks bad, and I'm sure it's worse than it's being portrayed.
It's probably our worst 24 hours of rocket attacks in our history. And I just want to say, Rob, to you and your listeners, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your continued prayers. And you made me smile now for the first time in several days by speaking of the historical relationship between Israel and the United States, one that is enduring. And you are our strongest ally in the world, and we cannot thank you enough for all of your support. But it has been a very, very harrowing couple of days with many, many variables as part of it. We've had the controversy around the neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, the violent riots on the Temple Mount, and of course, over the last 24 hours, over 650 rockets and mortars fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, killing two civilians, wounding 90 others, and putting millions of Israelis under extreme stress. We worked out earlier today, it is estimated that there is a rocket fired every 3 minutes into Israel, and today the town of Ashkelon taking a barrage of 40 rockets at one time to try and overwhelm our Iron Dome systems, which thanks to the United States we have and are able to save lives.
I want to know what it's like on the ground, because we don't have a sense of this. Our country has never been attacked like this in this way, with rockets coming from a neighboring area or from groups of terrorists even within. And so what are the citizens dealing with, and how are they able to keep safe?
This is an excellent question. First of all, let's talk about those terror entities, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who fire from within their civilian population, using their civilians as human shields onto our civilians. Now, the rationale for that is pretty simple. They want as many civilian casualties as possible to drum up international condemnation against Israel. And we had a situation yesterday where a rocket misfired, killing three children in the Gaza Strip. Israel responds by pinpointing precise and exact targets. We try to avoid civilian casualties at all costs, using roof-knocking techniques and other techniques to warn civilians of impending attack and allow them the time to get to safety. I don't know any other army who is putting this in practice at the moment. Now, their rockets fire indiscriminately into Israel. These are Iranian-backed rockets reaching far into the country. From Israel's side, we've got the Iron Dome systems, batteries that we have rolled out across tense areas to intercept these incoming rockets. Coupled with that, we have an army that prepares us very, very well how to get to safety. If you are in your car, to get out of your car, lie flat on the ground. If you are in a near buildings, to try and get to the nearest shelter or to the doorway. And most of our homes have bomb shelters. In fact, my office is in our bomb shelter in the case of anything happening. And, you know, we are a country that has had to deal with the situation now for 20 years of rocket attacks. And we have to really, really feel for the people of Israel South, who have generations of children who don't know a life outside of rocket attacks. We have rocket-proof daycare centers and schools in the South, which shows you the lengths that we will go to protect our civilians, while Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad want your sympathy by firing from within their civilian population.
It's such an important point. We're talking with Rolene Marks about how Israel tries to be a protector of life, tries to save innocent life, often, I think, at the expense of your own defense. I mean, certainly you could just go in there and just knock everything down to stop it, but you value life, and it's very opposite of the Palestinians and those who are firing these rockets and indiscriminately into all places, hoping to take innocent life, hoping to strike fear and terror into the hearts of children. It is a 180-degree perspective.
Well, I'm glad that you've mentioned the disproportionality. You know, earlier today, the French foreign minister said he hopes Israel will respond proportionately. I would like him to clarify that. Does that mean us firing over 650 rockets just indiscriminately into Gaza, trying to rack up as many civilian casualties as possible? Because that's what a proportionate response would look like. But the one area where the Palestinians have us beat, and that is propaganda. The excitement over the last few days around the neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah accusing Israel of colonization. As you know, that's a very, very hot-button word, very emotive word, accusing Israel of practicing apartheid. The situation is that this is a neighborhood. These are homes that have been owned by Jewish organizations and institutions for decades. Palestinians are living there. They have been given the option to pay rent. They are refusing to do so. It is now going to be up to our Supreme Court to make the final decision in this private legal matter. But this has now gone to the international community, including Hollywood, and we know what Hollywood's like, Rob. And they are using this opportunity to drum up propaganda against Israel. Coupled with that, we've had the riots on the Temple Mount, the end of Ramadan, and vigils coming from within the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is a holy site, show the stockpiling of rocks and cinder blocks, which to me is a desecration of a holy site. You wouldn't do that in a mosque or a church or a synagogue. That is an absolute desecration. Yesterday, one of those protesters almost lynched an Israeli man driving in his car, throwing a rock at him, trying to pull him out of the car. He managed to ram his car into his assailant. And a seven-month-old baby is in Hadassah Hospital at the moment with wounds to her forehead because of a rock thrown at a car, which, thank goodness, a million times was absorbed by the teddy bear tucked into her car seat. So this is what we are enduring at the moment, as well as arson terror in terms of nearly 50 fires in the south as a result of arson balloons being flown from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And thank goodness for media like you who bring the truth, who bring the facts on the ground, and who expose people to the other side of the argument, because, you know, this is unfortunately a propaganda war, which we don't seem to be winning.
We've got just a couple minutes left with our Israel correspondent live from Israel, Roland Marx is with us right now. You know, it's very interesting, and I was talking earlier today, you might have heard a few of my remarks, about people crashing into the United States coming here because it's really a beacon. And can you imagine the Middle East without Israel there? Israel, which has brought such prosperity and life to a place that was certainly dead before it was there. And I think people are benefiting. People who seem to oppose Israel are benefiting from the presence of Israel.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've just signed the historical, sorry, these beeps going off now are rocket alerts. We've just signed the historic Abraham Accords, thanks to the Trump administration, with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan. We're hoping other countries will follow. And what's coming out of this is massive trade agreements, memorandums of understanding, prosperity between our people. That we do have outside elements like Iran who sponsor their proxies through Hamas, through Hezbollah, who want to see a situation of war. And we cannot allow for that to happen.
Roland Marx, I know that you do a lot of coverage of this issue and other important issues in Israel. Would you tell us, please, our listening audience, how they could be in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can find me a website online, which is layoftheland.online. I'm on YouTube. The channel is called The Israel Brief, if you just hit that subscribe button. I'm on Facebook, Roland Marx. And I am on Twitter at Rollmarks. It's R-O-L-E-M-A-R-K-S. And I would love to hear from you. But I cannot thank you enough, Rob, on behalf of all of us here in Israel, Israel Under Fire. Thank you so much for giving me the time to present Israel's side of the story to you and to your listeners.
And I know that the vast majority of my audience joins me in praying for the peace and protection of Jerusalem. Rolene Marks, thank you so much for joining us today.
Amen.
Amen.